Dear precious souls of God, we hope you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
He won a victory.
Mark chapter 5 from verse 1. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he had said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. Hallelujah. Amen. Put your hands together for the word of God. Kagiso, can you give me a little bit more volume, please? Amen.
Amen.
Now, I really want to encourage you that you, a little bit, not too much, a little bit, that you get the messages that I have preached for the last 3 weeks. Hallelujah. There is some very powerful things that I believe can help you with regards to this particular subject. So, just to give a brief background for those who are not around. One of the things that we notice from the scripture that we just read is that this particular gentleman
Motu Ona
had power.
Nana le matla.
The Bible says
Bible iri
that he would be bound with chains.
Bane ba mo bofa ka diketane.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Chains on the hands and chains on the feet.
Mo matsong le mo maotong.
And the Bible says that any chain that they would use, he would just break. And not only break, he would break into pieces. When I read this thing, the first question that came into my heart is, where did his power come from? Where did his power come from? And the Bible says, there was a man who had an unclean spirit. So the power that was manifesting in his life was not of God. Are you listening to me, somebody? So in this life, many people, including Christians at times, one day, I went to visit a certain church member many years ago. And in fact, I remember correctly, we were having a crusade in Mamelodi. And I believe it was a Thursday evening. Around 8 p.m., I got a phone call from this church member of mine.
From Mukereki owner.
And this church member said, Pastor, please come. My husband
Munaka
is very sick.
Wakula.
And hearing her voice,
Kamkona bulela,
I realized it's an emergency.
Kabona gore sick.
So I wasn't the one preaching there, so I drove my car and went to their home.
Kareila kaya ko legaeng la bona.
And took one of my soldiers and we went together.
Katia omong katsama le yena.
When I stepped into the house, I was welcomed by an odor of vomit. I mean, if it gets to the point that it welcomes you when you come in, it's a serious matter. When I got into the sitting room, I met a man there. And I realized that this church member of mine had invited her sangoma and invited her pastor. So one of them must work today. I don't
know.
So even Christians at times, they consult strange powers. So I said, my sister, one of us must go. If I'm going to pray, he must go. If he's going to do his things, I will go. The man said, let's work together.
As I
look at someone. So this sister told her sangoma and said, and I prayed for the husband and he became fine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So even Christians have the tendency of consulting with strange powers, powers that are not of God. Neither are they from God. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
And so in the last 3 weeks, I began to teach you on the consequences of consulting or acquiring these strange powers. I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ, get the messages. They are available with the media team. And then last week, I began to preach on a subject I titled The Gates of Hell.
The gates of hell.
And I explained to you how that a gate represents access. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
So there are certain gates in our lives that if we don't take care can become access points for the devil into our lives. And one of the gates is consulting or acquiring strange powers. Jesus said, Satan cannot cast out Satan.
Satan akasi khalemele Satan.
When a demon is oppressing you,
kheli demona le go tshwenya,
you cannot go to a demon to ask for help.
O ka sie mo le demoneng go gopela thuso.
When you are in darkness, you can't go to darkness to ask for light. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
So there is a kingdom of light, there is a kingdom of darkness. And if you don't take care, you can find yourself consulting with strange powers. So today, for a very short time, I want to preach a message I have entitled Prevailing Against the Gates of Hell. Prevailing against the gates of hell. Matthew chapter 16 from verse 13. Matthew chapter 16, we are reading from verse 13. Are you there?
Amen.
Please read for me.
Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. Amen. The reality of the matter
nnete ke gore
is that they are either prevailing against you,
dikabe di,
or you are prevailing against them. Either you are winning or you are losing.
Ba wina kapa wena wa wina.
Are you listening to me? So today I want to teach you on how you can win.
Oka fenya byang.
That the enemy will have no access point to your life.
Sira sikas bi sa khone go tsena bophilong bya gago.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Do you think it's a powerful message already?
Amen.
Now, come with me quickly to the book of Revelations, chapter 13, from verse 1 to verse 6. Revelation chapter 13. Verse 1 to verse 6. Revelation is the last book in the Bible. Chapter 13, verse 1 to verse 6. If you are there, can I hear amen?
Amen.
If you are not there, say wait for me. Okay. So it's the last book in the Bible. Chapter 13. Verse 1 to verse 6. Yes, sir.
Revelation chapter 13 and verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of the bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority.
And the dragon did what? Gave him his power. The dragon here is Satan.
Dragon ki satani.
The dragon gave him his power. Continue reading.
Verse 3. And I saw one of his heads, as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave the power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and the power was given unto him to continue 42 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
So what I want you to realize from what we've just read is that Satan has power.
Satan ona le matla.
And he has the ability to transfer power. So he gave his power to this beast. And the intention of this behavior is not to help mankind. But you can see that this beast, after receiving this power from the devil, began to blaspheme against God. Began to pervert the ways of God. Began to belittle God. And the people of God. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Read with me Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10 to verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10 to verse 12. Quickly, quickly. Time moves very fast.
Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10.
Uh-huh.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now here,
Mona,
the Bible is telling us that we must be strong. We must stand. Because we are in a wrestling match. Push your neighbor, say, you are in a wrestling match. Now, even if you tell yourself, me, I'm a good person. I'm peaceful. I don't have any enemies. I don't trouble anyone. The Bible says you are in a wrestling match. And the devil won't say that, hey, okay, you don't want to wrestle, I'll leave you alone.
Satan
will wrestle you more because you are not resisting. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Those who came on Friday, I began to explain that in life, there are people who just take from you. Just take. I told them of a story in the Bible. Of two women who had given birth. 3 days apart. And they were both sleeping in the same house with their newborn babies. And the one woman, when she slept on top of her newborn baby. And her child died. Do you know what she did? While the other woman was asleep, she took her dead child and gave it and put it next to the lady with the living child and took the living child and said, it's my child. In the morning when the other lady woke up and was trying to feed her newborn baby, she recognized that the child is dead. And she began to be in pain. But when she looked closely, she said, but this nose is not my nose. There are people who can just do that. So they can just take just like that.
But see ya fella.
And some of you sitting here,
Babang Liduti Mona.
There's people who have taken your destiny. There's people who have taken your future. There are people who have taken your children. There's people who have taken your wealth. Some of you should not be walking anymore, you should be driving.
Amen.
And there's someone driving your car. There's someone living in your house. These people don't want to say amen. Let me preach this side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey. So you're in a wrestling match, whether you like it or you don't like it. The devil is fighting you, whether you like it or don't like it.
Satan ulwana luwena.
Hey, listen to me.
Amen.
Last year, a certain gentleman called Xolani Gwala. A famous radio, I don't know what they call them. 702. He was a very healthy man. Every now and then he would run some kind of marathon. Or race.
Na Shiana marathon.
He'll be running. Healthy.
Na lukile munna ona.
Then out of the blue,
mo harakasiba kafela.
The doctor said you have cancer.
Doctor ya noru unale cancer.
In a year gone.
Atamaya.
Where was this? And some of you, when you wake up in the morning. You all pray.
How rapidly?
And you don't realize that you are in a wrestling match. Somebody is contending for your life. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Now, in Matthew chapter 16 that we have read,
Ko Matthew 16 re fetse go e bala,
Jesus gives us a great weapon
o re fa se re ka lwana ka sona
that we can use
se re ka se berekisa
to ensure that all the access points in our lives
go etsa nnete gore mo satana ka kenang
are sealed
go tswalegile.
He asked his disciples.
Wile abutisa barutwa bagage.
He said, "Who do men say that I am?"
Batho ba re na ke mang?
And they gave him answers.
Ba mo araba.
Then he said, "Who
Ari.
Do you say that I
Ari.
Am?"
Luna le re ke nna mang?
Then Peter said, "Thou art the Christ."
Peter ar kwena Kriste.
The Son of the Living God.
Mora modimo a philang.
Jesus said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bajona."
Jesu ar o sigo faditswe.
For flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but my Father in heaven. And he continued to say, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." In other words, the revealed word is the weapon
ki se o ka se berekisa go lwana
that seals every door
sel gore se tswala mabati wothe,
preventing the enemy to enter into your life.
Go tshireletsa sira go tsena.
Can you put your hands together for Jesus? Somebody say the revealed word.
The revealed word.
It's really powerful, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
The gates of hell. He didn't say the gate. In other words, any access point that the enemy tries to use.
Mo satane alika go berekisa.
When you receive the revealed word into your heart,
ge o amogela lentsu le le bonagalang pilong ya
gago, the enemy shall in no wise be able to enter your life.
Sira se ga se khone go tsena
bo press you, to trouble you, or to kill you. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Push your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, here we say amen." Amen means it is so. It means you agree with what you are hearing. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's important to keep the gates closed. Because the devil is seeking to enter your life.
Ka gore satane o leka go tsena bophelong bya gago.
And not just your life, but the lives of your children.
Le maphelo a bana ba gago.
Your family.
Lapa la gago.
And so on and so forth. When we were praying here on Friday,
ge ne re rapela ka labohlano.
On our way home,
re a gae.
Mamruti said to me, "Pastor."
Mamruti aramogona Mruti.
She doesn't call me pastor, but for the sake of the message, she said, "Pastor."
Aramruti.
While we were praying,
Kenzeri rapela.
The Lord showed me something.
Mudimu uile amponza se singwe.
I said, "What?" She said.
Kiingi ari.
I suddenly saw myself going into a certain house.
Kile katipona kiantlung engwe.
And she said when she got to that house,
hey, and
it's a house that we both know
here
in Nalmapias, because it was for sale at some point and we were interested to buy. And she said she saw herself in that house and the Lord started speaking to her and the Lord said the agents of Satan, what they do is that they sell houses. And in those houses that they are selling, they implant the spirit of divorce. So here comes a nice couple. Whoa, nice house. We want to buy. We like it. And in a few months, they divorce.
When
she said it, I said, even like the person who was selling it had just divorced. They were selling it because they had divorced. And the Lord started showing her different estates. You know, enclosed, my English has disappeared, but estates. For example, Savannah Estate and what have you. Do you understand?
Amen.
And the Lord said, many agents of Satan have planted spirits of divorce into these houses. That when couples come to live there, they divorce. You are in a wrestling match. And I said, sister, thank God we didn't buy. Otherwise, we would be divorced as well, as we are talking now. If you don't have God in this life, you are in trouble. So the revealed word of God serves as protection. So some people may be fighting with the husband, but you don't know. Some of you, your children have become wild, and you don't know. But there are demonic powers that have access into your life. They have access into your family. They have access to your relationships. Some of you, you go to a specific workplace, you are happy. Wow, I've got a job. That job is the last job you will ever have. You will be frustrated all your life. You'll be crying all your life. Some people even commit suicide because of their jobs. But if you have access to the revealed word of God, you become shielded and protected from the gates of hell. And you will begin to prevail against them. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Some of you, you just send your child to any school. Not knowing that in that school there are agents of darkness that are there to confuse your child to the last number. Your spouse gets a job somewhere, not knowing that there your spouse will meet a Delilah. You don't know.
How save.
So you are happy, you've got a nice job, nice life. All of a sudden, he's changing. All of a sudden, she's changing. You don't like to say amen in this church, I see. So it is very important for you to have access to not just the word of God, but the revealed word of God. Now, there's three types of people in the Bible. I'll show you three of them and then we close. Come with me. Oh, in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, where we are. Read for me from verse 13 again. Verse 13 and verse 14.
Matthew chapter 13, chapter 16, verse
13 and 14.
Verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some say Elias, and others say Jeremiah, or one of the prophets."
Amen.
Amen.
There are Christians. Let's not even talk about people who are not Christians. There are Christians. The knowledge they have of the word of God is what other people say. Finish and clap. Yeah. Who do men say I am?
But who?
Who is Jesus? The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. So Jesus is the Word of God. So he was asking about himself as the Word. I say, some say. And they were fast. Some say. Ask your neighbor, are you some say? Some say. You look like you are some say. These are people who will never, they will never hold the Bible. They will never ever hold the Bible. Their word of God is just something. Some of them, they've gone to the point of acquiring a Bible. But to open it, when they come to church on Sunday, then they come. Those are some says. I know you won't say amen. Even if you are some say, you'll just look down. It's okay. Some say,
Baba unge bari.
You are this. Some say, you are that. They have no personal encounter with the Word of God. And these types of people, the enemy will always have access into their lives. Because the greatest power that the enemy uses against you is your ignorance. In the world, they say what you don't know won't kill you. But God said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. In other words, God is saying what you don't know is what is killing you. So for as long as you are a some say type of Christian, the enemy will always have access to your home. The enemy will always have access to your children. Your enemy will always have access to your spouse. The enemy will always have access to your extended family. Because you are a some say type of Christian. Can I hear an amen, please?
Amen.
Am I saying something you understand?
Amen.
I don't want to be a some say type of Christian. I want to know for myself. I want to have my own encounter. There are churches that never even open a Bible. You yourself, you go and sit there, and a man and a woman will come and stand in front of you and talk for hours. They will not quote anything. They will not refer to anything. The whole you. The whole you. And you are happy with whatever they've said. If they've not quoted anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of your children, as they go to school, their teachers are teaching them to be Muslims. Because in today's time, we don't want to discriminate anyone. So at school, they teach about religion. They teach about Islam. They teach about Christianity. And whatever faiths that are there. And your child is there listening. Ooh, to be a Muslim is nice, ne? All of a sudden, the devil has an access point.
Satan, o thoma go tsena.
That's why I challenged you in the month of February that you should spend time with your family every day where you pray together. Because that will be the chance you have to teach your child something. If your spouse is not born again, that will be the time you have to sow the seed of the word of God. Because someone who is not born again is very dangerous. They can come tomorrow and say, I'm a sangom. Then suddenly you are a spouse of a sangom. One day, a certain lady got married. And after a few months, she came to her pastor and said, Pastor, I think I've married a thief. And the pastor said, why do you say so?
He
said, every night when I sleep, my husband will go out of the window. And in the morning before the sun comes out, he will return and lie on the bed. So you won't stay together. You won't pray. Perhaps while you share a scripture, it will enter into your spouse and change his way of thinking. Change her way of thinking. Some of you have come here, you've left your children at home. You don't want to disturb their TV. You don't want to disturb their what? You've left your husband at home. You've left your spouse at home. And you've just come alone. When you come back home, they give you a headache. Proper headache. Instead of bringing them here, because when I preach, I can just say something that can change their lives. And you leave them at home. Okay, stay my child. Kabu anker.
Mommy is going to church.
And that time, the child is busy receiving things from the enemy. These are the some say Christians. Because of time, let's continue. Read for me John chapter 4, verse 28 to 29. John chapter 4, verse 28 to 29. Please, let's move a bit fast, brother.
John chapter 4.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Verse 28. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city, and saith to the men, come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Then they went out of the city and came to him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he saith unto them, I have meat.
What verse are you on? Read 28 and 29 again, only.
Verse 28. Then the woman left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. It's not this the Christ.
Now read verse 39.
Verse 39. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all I ever did.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
Bahaesu,
at a certain stage of your life, it is okay to receive the word from somebody else. But with the passage of time, it becomes very wrong that the only place you hear the word of God is from others. Because there must come a time where you believe for yourself.
because
of your own personal encounter with Jesus Christ.
So
all of us, we became born again, received Jesus through what somebody else has told us. But if you stay like that, it is not good for you. Because there is danger of hearing what other people say only. Because when Jesus asked, who do men say I am? They said, some say you are this person. Some say you are that person. Some say you are that person. And all the people they mentioned were not Jesus. So you can be hearing from others, thinking that you are hearing the truth. That time, they themselves are deceived. So there comes a time where you must not only survive on what others say, but you must also search for yourself. You must also read for yourself. You must also study for yourself so that you can stand. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you will be able to say like Jesus, it is written. You can't stand and say, hey, that other person said. You must have the confidence and the faith because you read it yourself. You can even quote it to him if he wants to hear and say, it is written. Can I hear someone say, it is written? Hallelujah. I read on the news recently that a number of children in Soweto, 8, I don't know whether it's sweets or what, that were poisoned.
Poison.
If you are some say person, your children will be one of these children. But if you are a person who receives from God, you will say, I don't feel like you must go to school today. Just stay at home. We'll write a letter or something. Some say. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
From today. I'll no longer be a some say Christian.
I am no longer a some say Christian.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now come with me to the book of Acts chapter 17 verse 10. Quickly, Acts chapter 17 and verse 10.
Acts chapter 17. And verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea.
Are you in chapter 17? Sorry, I meant Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Yes, sir.
Acts chapter 20 and verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified.
I commend you to what?
To God.
Uh-huh.
And to the word of his grace.
And to the word of his grace, which is able to
build you up.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the second type of Christian. Now, this is the type of Christian who is not satisfied with some say. It's the type of Christian that says, I want to know for myself. Let me show you Acts 17, verse 10, the same Acts that we just came from. Verse 10 and verse 11.
Acts chapter 17 and verse 10.
Uh-huh.
And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so.
What did they do?
They searched
the scriptures daily. Why?
Because they wanted to see if those things were so.
Uh-huh. I wonder.
Okay, put this,
in my church, in Healing Fire Ministries.
More kereking enaya Healing Fire Ministries.
When we say amen.
Riri, amen.
Who goes home?
Kimang o aya gae.
And just to check what the pastor taught. Okay. Is it? Oh yeah, it's here.
Say Simona.
Lift up your hand if you do that. Let me see. Hey, Jesus. I feel like speaking in tongues now. Help us, Lord. This is less than 1% of the church. Ask your neighbor, are you a Samsei Christian?
Are you a Samsei Christian?
So these particular brethren,
Batubana,
they received the word that was being preached by Paul. But they didn't leave it there. When they went home, they said, I want to see what this man was saying. And they began to search the scriptures. And Paul said, these are more noble.
Paul ore ba ba feta.
They are better because they want to know more. And they want to check for themselves. Very few Christians do that. And when you do that, the Bible says that the word of grace is able to build you. In other words, that's the power that will seal all the access points of the devil into your life. It helps you to grow. It develops you spiritually. It makes you strong spiritually. If you're a type of person, when you go to sleep, in your dreams they're always chasing you. You are almost dying. Something is always happening to you. You wake up, you are sweating. If you can just be a type of Christian who reads the Bible and reads,
and reads
without any pastor praying for you, without any prophet prophesying on you, your dream life will start chasing, it will start changing, and the things that were chasing you, you will begin to chase them. If you can just decide to read for yourself, the gates of hell will never prevail against you, because you would have been developed spiritually. The enemy will not be able to deceive you. The enemy will not be able to conquer you, because the word has built you up. May you be a type of Christian who searches the scriptures for themselves. If you are not saying amen, it means you have some say. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Search for yourself.
This
is what has changed my life. As a Christian, I decided I want to know for myself. I want to know for myself. And when you start reading for yourself, the word will become alive. Search for yourself. Don't be satisfied with some say. I once knew a young man. This young man, every time when I talk to him, he will say, you know, this other prophet told me this. Everything he will say, he will quote a prophet. This other prophet told me this. At some point, I became angry with this young man. I said, do you hear yourself? This prophet said, when will you ever quote the scripture to me? When will you ever quote what God told you? That's why many people are confused today. Some years ago,
I was
at home praying.
And the Lord
said to
me, go
and visit a certain gentleman.
I didn't know
why.
I
got myself ready
and
went to this gentleman's
house.
When I got there,
I
saw a car parked outside.
So, okay,
I went into the house. They opened for me.
Babula.
When I walked in,
Rekitsena.
There were two white gentlemen sitting in the sitting room.
Nekonala makhuwa
amabedi. And they were busy teaching this gentleman.
Bane ba moruta.
I don't want to mention the name of the church. They normally, these white guys normally wear a white shirt, black trousers, and a tie. And it's the church of, so I don't want to go there. And they were busy teaching him. And they were busy teaching him.
Baruta.
And they were busy teaching him.
Baruta.
So when I came in,
Rekitsena.
Suddenly, you know, it became awkward because I was there. And
these
gentlemen said they are leaving.
Baruta.
So I said to the guy,
Karmohuyena,
what were they teaching you?
And they said,
they said to me,
Barile Mogonna,
they have another gospel.
Banali gospel engwe.
Another gospel. I only know the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they say,
Bari,
that in their church,
they
have a prophet.
Banali mo profeta.
And this prophet
mo profeta
went
ona.
To fast.
And
had some vision that he received.
Then
he wrote another gospel.
Angwala another gospel.
Can you see the enemy is trying to access? But by the grace of God, that gentleman had received the word of God. And he said to me, when they were talking, I asked them, I said, what do you guys say about the Holy Spirit? And those guys said, let's not talk about that person. And then they started telling him about their prophet and whoever. Then the guy said, when they said that, I realized that these people are talking nonsense. If you don't become the type of Christian who doesn't search for themselves, the enemy will have access to your life. Tomorrow you will be a Muslim. Tomorrow
you will be training.
Just tomorrow. Just tomorrow. You have to be the type of Christian who reads for themselves. It's important, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how to say it more than what I'm saying. You are endangering yourself, you are endangering your family, you are endangering your future when you don't read for yourself. What if tomorrow I go mad and I start teaching you all sorts of wrong things in the church? Will you sit here and say, Pastor, we receive. Pastor, no lie. One particular pastor taught that God has three heads. Like you see, you have one head. So go one, two, three. God has three heads. And the pastor was saying, and the church was saying, amen. Because they don't read. One pastor called his whole church. And he said, the Bible says.
Our Bible iri.
He said, the Bible says.
Our Bible iri.
They will drink poison.
And poison.
Nothing will happen to them. Can I hear an amen? And the pastor was preaching.
Narera.
And he said, next week,
Beketlang,
you will come to church and we will drink poison.
Poison.
And nothing will happen to us. And the church was saying, amen.
Banevari, amen.
And they came, all of them came with poison to church.
Bata, le poison.
And all of them drank. This is a true story. It happened in America. The whole church drank poison.
Poison.
Everybody died, including the pastor. You don't read for yourself.
You
don't read for yourself. You are just moved by the yes, and the last you are impressed by those things. Let me not go there. Hallelujah. Amen. And then finally,
Sapofelo.
This is the best type of Christian you can have.
Kimokresto okabaliena.
John chapter 4.
Johanne 4.
Verse 40 to 42. John chapter 4. From verse 40. To verse 42.
John chapter 4. Mm-hmm. And verse 40. Mm-hmm. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days. And many more believed.
Take it from verse 39.
Verse 39. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all I ever did. So many of the Samaritans were come unto him, and they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. Mm-hmm. And many more believed because of his word. And they said unto the woman, now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this indeed is the Christ and the Savior of the world.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the best type of Christian. They say, we don't believe because you told us. Now we believe because we heard him ourselves. We encountered him ourselves. And now we believe that this is the Christ, the Savior of the world. So they had their own personal encounter with Jesus. And through their own personal encounter, now they stand. Now they believe. Now they move forward. Because of their own personal encounter. You can't deceive a person like that. You can't fool a person like that. So all the gates of hell cannot prevail in such a person's life, because they have their own encounter. Jesus is living in them. Jesus is talking to them. They are receiving revelation personally. When the enemy comes in like a flood, they can stand and say, no, it is written. Put your hands together for Jesus. That's why Jesus said to Peter, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Because he had received his own personal revelation, his own personal encounter. Note when Jesus said, who do people say I am? The Bible says, and they said. So everyone was talking. Some say. Then he said, who do you say I am?
Quiet.
And only one gentleman stood up. Said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Very few people read for themselves to the point that they start receiving directly from God themselves. The majority are happy with they say. May you not be part of the majority.
Amen.
May you be the type of person who say, Lord, I want to meet you personally. I want to hear your voice personally. I want you to teach me personally. I was reading Mark chapter 6 recently.
Mark 6.
And the Bible says that the people were astonished at the teaching of Christ. And I studied it further. And what it means is that Jesus' teaching
dithero tsa Jesu
had divine wisdom. In other words, Jesus was not teaching the things that are the wisdom of the world. But Jesus surpassed the world and was receiving information from heaven. When he comes and teaches, he's delivering what he heard from heaven. Divine wisdom. These are the things I'm searching for. These are the things I desire. I'm tired of they say, I want to go to heaven myself. Sit at the feet of the master and hear him talking to me. May you be that type of Christian. Finally, the last scripture, then we close. Ephesians chapter 6. Read from verse 12.
Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 12.
Uh-huh.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Continue.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Mm-hmm.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, put your Bible. Now let's assume this man is a soldier.
Look at the church.
Now, I need another soldier. Who will be a soldier for me? Come, brother. Okay, stand, face this direction. You stand, face each other. Face each other. Why are you laughing? This church people. Now, there is no soldier who goes to war without armor. You'd be a fool to go to war without armor. It's only Rambo who goes to war without a shirt. It's just only Rambo. But real soldiers,
Rambo fella,
they go with armor. And if this soldier is fighting this soldier, each one has a particular intention. His intention is to kill him. And his intention is to kill him. So his armor and the purpose of his armor is so that this one does not have access into his flesh. Because once he has access to the flesh, he can die. And he also has the same intention. Are you with me? So the armor is to prevent the enemy from having access that can potentially kill you. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
So the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the feet being shod with the preparation of the gospel, over and above this bodily armor, there's a shield. The shield of faith. Now all this weaponry is to prevent access. Are you listening to me? And then finally, the sword of the Spirit. That is the one that you try to kill your enemy. Now what I want you to notice today is that the word of God is a byproduct. The byproduct of the word of God is the armor. What do you mean, Pastor? God calls it the helmet of salvation. He doesn't just say a helmet. He says the helmet of salvation. How do you get saved? Someone has to teach. Someone has to preach. So is that word that becomes a helmet. So when you read the Bible for yourself, it becomes a helmet. It talks about the breastplate of righteousness. When you read the Bible for yourself, it becomes a breastplate. What do you call? A body vest. What do you call them again? Bulletproof vest.
Iba a bulletproof.
Only when you read for yourself. If you don't read for yourself, you are going to war empty.
We are doing haona sebe.
It's like going to box and your enemy has a gun. Who's gonna win? When you don't read for yourself, you will have disadvantaged yourself greatly. You will lose every battle. The belt of truth.
The belt of truth.
Thy word is truth. The preparation of the gospel of peace. He didn't just say boots. He said the preparation of the gospel of peace is the word. He says the shield of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's the word, it becomes a shield. And then finally, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word. So when you become a person of the word, you not only read it, but you start receiving from God. It becomes armor for you. And when the enemy tries to, you have the shield of faith. When they try to hit your head, you've got a helmet. Whatever they try, you are shielded. Put your hands together for Jesus. Thank you. I see people who will prevail against the gates of hell here.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Put your hands together one more time for the Lord and give him praise. That armor is a byproduct of the word of God. Not just the word, the revealed word. The revealed. Because some of you, I preach. And I don't just preach, I teach. But, for Dololo. So, it's the revealed word that becomes armor. Some of you, when we say amen now, if 5 minutes later and say, what did the pastor preach?
Muruti naringi.
These are the type of Christians who go to war without armor. Hallelujah. Are you going to prevail against the gates of hell?
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Let's rise to our feet. Give him all the praise and give him all the glory. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You will not be deceived again. Amen. I said you will not be deceived again.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want you to thank God for what you have received. Hallelujah. Amen. How many feel that you have been built up because of what you have received today? I want you to thank God because he's the one that is supplying this information to you. It is his doing. Me, myself, I can never know these things unless he reveals them to me. And he is teaching you because he doesn't want the enemy to come and confuse your life. God doesn't want to lose you. And I hope and I pray that you will take what you've received here, feed it to your children, feed it to your brothers and sisters, feed it to your parents. Otherwise, you will find that you will be protected, but your children are in danger. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Open your mouth, thank the Lord, and give him praise.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you.
We are so grateful, Lord.
Pray somebody.
For what you're teaching us.
Lepras.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope that you are blessed. For inquiries, contact 082-682-6048 or send us an email at info@healingfireministries.com or go to our website www.healingfireministries.com. May God be with you.